Thalia, good morning.
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
Yeah, very well, thanks. Thanks for joining us on the daily program this morning.
Now, my pleasure.
Looking at this actual result that's come out of the Royal Commission itself, it seems to me surprisingly positive. That is surprising to me in itself to actually see that result from a Royal Commission into this particular area. What was your reaction?
Look, I think it would have been completely heartless of any government not to carefully consider the recommendations given the stories of abuse that the Royal Commission heard occurred within Northern Territory institutions. But having said that, I would suggest that the recommendations themselves were quite tempered and could have gone a lot further in terms of reflecting the testimony of Aboriginal people who came before the Commission telling it that they wanted to have more control over their affairs.
Well, we hear that the Don Dale Detention Centre, the very infamous one where a lot of this, a lot of the accusations and a lot of the obvious events that led to this Royal Commission occurred, is being replaced. But looking at an overhaul of the system itself, it seems like you are suggesting perhaps a complete overhaul is not really in the cards.
That's right. And look, anyone could see that Don Dale was not an appropriate facility for young people. The current centre was actually designated to be bulldozed after it was emptied of adult prisoners. So even the corrections minister recognised at the time that it wasn't an appropriate centre. So putting money into new infrastructure, I don't think is anything radical given the circumstances. And also governments love to spend money on new types of prisons. It's kind of nothing outside of the box. In terms of system overhaul, and I think this is where we need to look at whose responsibility, where does the responsibility lie for the problems confronting young people, and almost all of the young people in detention are Aboriginal young people. And very much the federal government has said it's not our problem and issued their responsibility to the Northern Territory government. But I think that actually, if we look at issues such as increasing imprisonment rates over the last 10 years, especially for young people in the Northern Territory, it's really skyrocketed since the Northern Territory has been the subject of an intervention by the Commonwealth government. So the Commonwealth's intervention into Aboriginal communities has pushed more and more Aboriginal kids into detention. And the Royal Commission identified this problem but didn't really pick it up in its recommendations. And this has enabled the Commonwealth government to now say, well, not our problem. The Northern Territory government needs to address these recommendations.
Clearly something not working there.
Yeah, and I think, this kind of tinkering at the margins approach is not enough. And I think, and what we've really heard from Aboriginal people in the Northern Territory is we don't just need better institutions, we don't just need better facilities. Certainly those things would be welcomed by young people who suffered at within these oppressive institutions. But what we really need to do is de-institutionalise, bring Aboriginal kids back into community, let the community set them on the right path and care for them.
Was that within the scope of the commission itself? Obviously, they are looking specifically into the justice system, but if we have got these much larger societal issues that are creating the situation that leads to so much youth detention, was that within the same scope?
Yeah, look, the terms of reference were focused on youth justice and child protection. And I think in addressing these issues, you can't neglect the push factors that lead children into the detention system or into the protection system. Mm. When we look at the Royal Commission into Aboriginal Deaths in Custody in the early 1990s, similar terms of reference to look at deaths in custody, and yet they made very, very broad statements on the need for self-determination and the problems of, post-colonial or neo-colonial policies. So I think there was an opportunity there, and it's unfortunate that it wasn't taken up. But I think at this stage, what everyone's really focused on is just making sure at least the Northern Territory government is kept to account with the recommendations that were handed down, and that the police continue to take seriously the investigations that were suggested to it.
Yeah, just perhaps as a final point, you mentioned those investigations there. They have recommended a further police investigation into the matters at Don Dale. The first police investigation concluded without any charges being laid. Why is there, you know, this feeling that individuals accountable for the mistreatment of juveniles weren't really held to account? They weren't really any charges were laid.
Yeah, and there's huge disappointment among the young people who were harmed that there hasn't been accountability, there haven't been prosecutions. There was one before the Royal Commission involving Dylan Voller, but that unfortunately led to the Supreme Court finding that abusing kids in detention is reasonable, abusing Dylan unprovoked was reasonable. And I think this is one of the issues that goes to the heart of how we conceive the humanity of people in detention, that there's a lesser or a lower duty of care. And I would, you know, I would really hope that we, you know, as the investigations wrap up, that there's some consideration not only of the individual culpability, but those people right at the top of corrections who are allowing things like the tear gassing of young people, leading some of them to be blinded. Those kinds of executive decisions are also brought in the spotlight. But, you know, it's a really hard call given the history of the legal system in, you know, failing to hold responsible people who inflict harms in detention and prisons.
Mm. Well, really do appreciate your time speaking to us about this one, Thalia. Obviously a very important issue. Really appreciate you joining us this morning.
Thanks so much, Sean.